Marriage 911. What's your emergency? Here we are in the fourth in this series, and today I'm talking about roommates, not lovers. The thrill is gone. I love them, but I'm not in love with them anymore. Do any of these resonate? Well, if so, without further ado, immediately click on the link below where you're listening to this podcast or watching this video and join one of my free passion masterclasses. They're starting next week, the only time this year I'll be teaching them. There are four different times. I teach it fresh and live each of the four times. Join with your sweetheart. You will learn much more about these three keys to passion. You'll do some anonymous polls. You'll get a chance to ask me your questions and so much more. This is a very exciting month. This is the month where you can have unprecedented access to me for the only 2 weeks of this whole year to do these free workshops with me, learn so much, get some tips and techniques to make your love intentional, to make your relationship better. What do? Click below. Choose the time that works for you. There's a drop-down menu with three or four different times. They are adjusted for your time zone when you look at it. And I can't wait to meet you and your sweetheart starting next week. We've got one on Wednesday next week, one on Thursday, one on Saturday, and one on Sunday. It's going to be extraordinary. Why wouldn't you come? Is your relationship worth 90 minutes of your time? Are you willing to access arguably one of the better relationship experts in the world for free to help you? I sure hope so. And a few of you, probably less than 1%, about 100 of you in my entire gigantic audience will choose to join me for the 12-week Become Passion Immersion program, which kicks off in the beginning of May, where I will work with you and your couple to really help you move from where you are now to where you want to be. But for now, Marriage 911, what's your emergency? We never make love. We have very little romance. We're good buddies, but we want and need more. Here we go. Dr. Cheryl, we're just roommates. The kids, work, it's taken over our life. Where's the love gone? Help! Welcome to Marriage 911, falling out of love. I love them, but I'm not in love with them anymore. They're my best friend, but there's no passion. I'm not really attracted to them anymore, but we're terrific parents together. This is an overwhelmingly common issue, difficulty, distress, or complaint that couples bring to me. And the couples that join the Become Passion program, that's my 12-week program that's kicking off right at the beginning of May. Can hardly wait to work with some of you there. That's one of the big complaints. It's not so much for about half of the couples that join me, the big stuff we've been talking about. It's the small, insidious, like the drip of the water that can wear away the biggest stone, which is, I don't feel very appreciated, or I'm quite bored in my relationship. We're good at, you know, doing what I call running Marriage Incorporated or Relationship Incorporated. What do I mean by that? What I mean is you're, you know, getting along as a business of family, right? The mortgage is getting paid. You're both doing your careers or your stay-at-home work. The kids get to school on time. Everybody's getting some sorts of vegetables some of the time. The dog even gets to the groomer when it needs to get groomed or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Regular life, the stuff that takes up the lion's share of our time and our energy. What's left after that? After the kids, if you've got them, after the housework, because that needs to happen apparently, after the gardening, after the after, where are the two of you? So falling out of love and into Relationship Incorporated or Marriage Incorporated is an insidious, tricky, it's like a slow death. And sadly, when people report why they got divorced, a good percentage of people say, we just grew apart. How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happens. Exactly what you already know. Life is demanding. We are inundated. We are busy. And when we don't do something critical, and I call it make your love life a hobby, when we don't put our relationship in the forefront, in the midst of everything else, and carve out time, carve out intentionality to spend time with our sweetheart, to edify them, to make sure we're connected, to work on what I call the three keys to passion, right? By the way, what a blast it was on Saturday to have so many of you join me for that free 3-hour Zoom workshop we did on the three keys to passion, where I talked about communication and intimacy. I talked about thrill and romance, the topic today, how to fall back in love, and where I talked about your sensual and sexual life as well. You rated yourself, you filled out a workbook. We had some amazing shares from those of you there. And I know some of you are planning to join the 3-month program kicking off just in a few weeks here at the beginning of May. If you missed us, darn it, we missed you, but worry not, because there are some more free classes coming your way starting next week. You'll have a chance to join my Passion Masterclass. This is different from the live Zoom workshop we just did. These are live classes I teach, and I'll be teaching the same class on three or four different occasions. And just today, we've opened up the doors for you to choose and register for your free masterclass. You can click the link below and you can go to this wonderful page where it will show you the three or four different times. There's a drop-down menu. Choose the time that works best for you and your sweetheart, ideally, because I'd love the two of you to attend together. Join me, and you're going to hear a lot more about those three keys to great relationship. You can rate yourself where you're strong and weak. You're going to get some really good details of how to start working on your relationship right now, like you are in these videos. And you'll hear a lot more about the 12-week program. Doors to that are opening next week as well. And as I said, we're kicking off in the beginning of May. Most importantly, though, come to one of these Passion Masterclasses, because I will stick around at the end, usually for over an hour, and I'll answer your questions about your unique relationship issues. Like, for example, today's topic: I love them, but I'm not in love with them. Now, look, this is a really serious and sad thing. The state of relationships today is maybe worse than it's been in a very, very long time in terms of people not making their love life a hobby, like I said. What does that mean, Dr. Cheryl? I'm glad you asked. Think about a hobby. Like, literally think about the word hobby. Think of a hobby you have currently, or maybe something you did in the past, whether it's playing golf or pottery or painting or cooking or training your dog and taking it to agility classes, something I used to do. It was a blast. What are the qualities of a hobby? Answer this right now. When you think about it, what makes a hobby different from, I don't know, work? Well, first of all, it's not work. You don't get paid for it. It's something you enjoy to do and you choose to do with your leisure time. It's something we usually want to carve out time for, make plans for, and make sure it happens. It's something that we want to do for ourselves. It's something that we value, and it's almost always something we'd like to improve at. So we consult a golf pro, or I went to a really good dog trainer to learn how to do agility more with my dog, where she runs through the hoops, literally and figuratively, etc. So a hobby is something that lights us up, right? When you think about a hobby, you don't go, oh, I have to go do my hobby now, the way we might feel about talking about our relationship or going to work to get our taxes finished, etc., right? It's a really important mindset shift. And this shift really changed the relationship of Joan and Jeff, a couple that did my program 2 years ago now. They're in the testimonial page. You can find out about later. If you want to hear the video testimonials of these couples I'm referring to, they say it all in their own words, far better than I'm saying it right now. But Jeff talks about how he and his wife have had a business together, kids together, grandkids together for 30 years. And he said they were great at communicating about business, but they weren't having any fun at all. And he says in his video, I learned about making my love life a hobby. He says, now we kiss goodnight, we hug hello, say, how are you doing? I love you at the end of the day, even when we don't feel like it, because maybe they've had a rough day. We all do sometimes as a couple, right? He says, I take my wife on date nights every week. We're having more fun and more sexuality and more happiness than we've had in a very long time. That's what it is to take what I'm offering you and run with it, everybody, to actually make the decision right now. I'm going to make my relationship more like a hobby. I'm going to create time for it. I'm going to plan dates. Better yet, get a date jar. Both write down some ideas. Go to the internet and Google up great date ideas for under $10 or great fancy date ideas. You can do this. It's all out there. There's great ideas. I'll give you a ton, but there's other great ideas out there. Put it in a jar. And once a week on a Wednesday night or a Saturday morning, me and my hubby do Friday night date night. Pull one out and do it, whether you want to or not, whether you feel like it or not. Action creates change. And you don't always feel like going golfing. You might be looking forward to golfing in the abstract, but it's pouring rain and you had a bad night's sleep and you're kind of like, maybe I won't go. And what happens when you go? You always are glad you went. You're always glad you made the effort. So make your love life a hobby. To review, great couples are not an accident. They learn to grow in the three areas I call the three keys to passion. They learn communication, apology, how to deal with verbal abuse, how to deal with not communicating about the tough stuff or just being bickery or picky, how to apologize well, how to learn to approach the tough topics, money, sex, kids, your mother, whatever it is, and I'm not being facetious, tough topics that make you fight a lot, learning how to handle those with skill and techniques that actually work. techniques that actually lead to behavior change and improvement in your relationship like they did for Jeff and Joan. Then we move into the topic I call thrill. That's what we're talking about today. How can you reignite some fun, some romance, some surprise? Go bowling tonight. Buy some sexy lingerie. Buy a kinky date book and do those things, because thrill is romance. It's fun. It's cherishing each other. It's laughing more. And it's also getting a little more fun and funky in the bedroom. So the moral of today's story is Marriage 911. We're okay. We love each other. We're great with the kids. We're kind of bored. Does not sound like an emergency, but it's like a slow gas leak in your love that can eventually overtake you. So please, right now, send your sweetheart a love text. Tell them, I'm going to take you out this weekend. We're going to do something fun. Make sure you block off Sunday morning or whatever it is. Take action. Because change only happens when we take action. So the action I want you to take, if you haven't already, and you are resonating at all with me in this material, please join me for one of my free passion masterclasses starting next week. Pick the time that works for you and your sweetheart. Get in there and we will send you a few emails to warm you up. We'll send you a little workbook and oh, so much more. Plus, I give away fabulous prizes as a gift to you for gifting me with your time to learn about Passion Triangle, the three keys to great relationship, and to learn all about my 12-week program, if you haven't heard of it, which is kicking off in the beginning of May. See you next week.